This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is exactly 7:07. You are with Kelvin and Hezriel on the evening edition. Our next story looks at voter registration. More like a how-to, actually. The phrase snap polls has been floating around for some time now, ever since Perikatan Nasional got into power. And now top UMNO leaders, as well as Bersatu, have sort of hinted that the only way to solve the current political impasse is to hold an election. But political scientist Dr. Wong Chin Huat, who we spoke to last week, said snap polls won't solve or end our current problems.
Yes, but in the event they are called, we want to look at how everyone who is eligible to vote can get involved. For instance, how and where they can register, check their registration details, and so on. Because ultimately, it's a key part of our democratic rights, and some would even argue that it's everyone's duty to vote.
Yeah, and while the landmark bill to lower the minimum voting age from 21 to 18 was passed last year, it's only likely to be implemented in July 2021. So if elections are held before then, we also kind of want to see if there are any plans to move that up. And I guess this is an important conversation to have right now, because we roughly know, based on reports, that there are still millions of people who can vote who just haven't signed up, right? The reasons for that, we don't quite know. But, you know, one of it could be that the process might be difficult, or that the process isn't just as friendly. Well, for some.
Yeah.
I found myself, when I first registered before GE14, that the process was actually quite simple. I had done it in a post office. It was quick. It was easy.
For sure. And I think that, you know, it's times like these that shed light on things like automatic voter registration and making voting compulsory. And I think these things are needed because we really can't take for granted, our electing our representatives, because, I mean, look where that's gotten us right now, right? We're all in this mess that everyone keeps saying they're tired of. Ultimately, I think if you don't vote, then you don't get to complain. I think that's the bottom line. But speaking of the only 18 measures, I honestly think that we need to wait for those things to come into effect, because that will really make the difference between this next election and the previous one, is these new batch of voters. And I think regardless of where they stand, right, regardless of which side or which party they support and what opinions they have on issues, I think what's clear is that this batch of new voters do want to vote and do want to participate. And I think that's very important if we want to mature our democracy. And it's part of all these things that we've been talking about, institutional reforms and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and for me, I think one of the reasons why I'm voting also, I think what sticks to me is that if you don't vote, and if you don't make a choice, others are making that decision for you, right? If anything, I one of the possible reasons why I'm voting is probably out of rebellion for no one else to be able to make that choice for me. A bit of spite, perhaps, but, you know, I think that's why voting for me is still key, right? I know right now the political situation and what the turmoil we're seeing in the country is very discouraging. It's very easy to just say, well, why vote anyway? I think at the end of the day, it still matters, right? We still made a point, we still made that choice, and we still went to the ballot box to make that decision. And I think that's empowering, if anything.
For sure. And I think I think that regardless of whether, you know, which direction we head, it's very important that people are not apathetic. And I think that's worse than having at least some sort of stance, because once you start with voting, I think it segues into other things like having conversations about the issues we vote for, the representatives we elect. So definitely a first important stepping stone. And it sets an example for future generations, right? And we don't want to, I think, delay including these new voters.
you can let us know, have you or have you not signed up? You can tell us if you haven't signed up, why you haven't done so. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We're just really trying to figure out reasons. There's no judgment involved, but you know, we'd always love hearing from you. After this, we're speaking to Danish Prakash Chako, Tindak Malaysia Mapping Advisor. So stay tuned for that chat. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16 on the Evening Edition. You're with Kelvin and Hezro, and we're looking at voter registration. We're now going to cross over to Danish Prakash Chako, Tindak Malaysia Mapping Advisor. Danish, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
So there, I guess there is a sense of political fatigue for many Malaysians, and that may lead to apathy and fewer people registering to vote. What would you say in response to that sentiment, and why is it important to register to vote and to vote?
So I would like to address the first element of the sentiment and the reality that was happening. Yes, in theory, in the midst of all the political uncertainty and hopelessness, of course, that could create a de-incentive for one to achieve to register to vote mm-hmm. and also even would like to vote. But let's assess what happened after 2018. So at the beginning of 2018, approximately 114,000 citizens of Malaysia applied to be electors, i.e. the voters. So that number has plummeted by to December to only to 12,000 new potential voters. So from 2019, it grown a bit, but was nowhere near to what you have noticed in the first 3 months of 2018. However, I just found out there is a potentially welcoming news that in the first part of the first 3 months of 2020, approximately 80,000 citizens of Malaysia I want to be future voters of the country. So for me, that is a spike that I've not seen since June 2018. So that is a welcoming news, and I strongly encourage we have a long way to go to register as many voters.
Now, separately, automatic voting registration will only start next July. What will we see change when that's finally implemented?
So what we will see, of course, first of all, there will be a massive introduction of voters. It's a combination of those voters between the age of 18 to 21 and those who have not registered from the age of 21 and above. So we are talking approximately 7 to 8 million voters being injected into our electoral demographic. So the consequence, as I've foreseen last year, was that one cannot use the past by-election patterns to predict the elections of tomorrow. This is because we got a huge chunk of young voters coming into the scene. So that's the one part. But bear in mind, that's just being a voter. We are not sure whether this will translate into actual coming out to vote.
Right. And I guess the two sort of tying together, automatic voting registration as well as only 18. So let's say if that's not implemented before snap elections, for the youth specifically, how else can they get involved?
Okay, there's a couple of things I would like to address even before considering the, let's say we are in a situation that's a snap poll. Firstly, I would just talk for the youth. First and foremost, please do not hesitate or wait to register as voter, because it takes around probably 3 months or more for you to be confirmed as a voter. Mm. So I would recommend immediately after this, listening to this conversation, please register yourself as a voter. Go to the nearest post office. EC has also made an online portal just to register. That is the MySPR Daftar. And if you need also, you can call Jantina Malaysia. We can also have assistant registration officers who are authorized to register on your behalf. So that's the first thing. Second thing, whatever the situation of the politics of the country, mm-hmm. I appeal to all of you, all the youths and every Malaysian, to please come out to vote, especially particularly in the urban area. We have noticed that there is a few percentage difference of voting turnout between urban and rural. In the rural setting, the percentages of voting is a few percent higher than the urban. And now we know most of the youth will be eventually be found in urban. So let's not be part of the old pattern and be be the change that you want to see. And depending on the current SOPs of the new elections, we Tindak Malaysia are looking for young volunteers between the age of 21 to 35 to participate, hopefully, in future observation, electoral observations. This is the best opportunity, aside just mere voting, to actually see the evolving democratic reforms in front of your eyes.
Hmm. Now, what are some existing issues with regards to elections and voting that the government should aim to resolve before it even considers snap polls?
Okay, there's two things that I believe, I strongly believe that needs to be implemented. First and foremost, we would like that most of the election staff eventually to be derived from civil society. We do know that quite a number of civil societies have actually have volunteers and people who have actually worked in the election front as either political accounting agent or observers to become the election staff. For us, right now, the issue is not so much about issues of cheating, but we want to ensure that our election staff are competent and ensure the voting process free and fairly done. So that's one. Number two, we would like to ask the EC to specifically discuss with selected special voters group, the OKU groups, especially in the design and the choosing of the polling stations for polling centres. Some of our volunteers have found out that that some of the polling centres are a bit too cramped for special voters to even to access. So hence, this is something that EC can control and can be done before the snap poll. And thirdly, this is also again the issue of particularly for special voters. There's kind of a loophole that a special voter can be accompanied by a person who is trusted up to 2013. The trusted person has to be a family member, but unfortunately now is that the special voter can choose anyone to be the trusted person to accompany them for the voting. This we notice can be potentially abused because that same trusted person can be employed for multiple times if possible.
Danesh, on that note, thank you again for speaking with us.
Okay, you're welcome.
That was Danesh Prakash Chako, Tindak Malaysia Mapping Advisor. Well, essentially giving us and telling and calling for Malaysians to register to vote right after listening to this, as well as making sure that we do go out and vote come an election. Of course, we're not saying that snap polls are happening, but yes. Bridget Welsh, a political analyst we spoke to earlier, said that there's a 60% chance that it might happen.
Which is quite a lot, considering how things have picked up in the news lately.
Yeah, and that is way more than half a chance. So, well, more than a good time to register, because there is, I think, a usual 6-month cutoff before an election is called. So make sure to visit your nearest post office, or you can also register on the EC's website. We are headed to some music, but of course, before that, if you have any thoughts on voter registration, you can let us know. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Right now, some music by Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti. It's Bright Lit Blue Skies. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Because freedom matters, BFM 89.9.
It is coming up to 7:36 on the Evening Edition. You are with Kelvin and Hezrael, and we're talking about voter registration. So earlier, we touched on some of the issues perhaps the government has to think about before they even consider snap polls, as well as a call as to why people should sign up. We had that conversation earlier with Danesh Prakash Chako, Tindak Malaysia Mapping Advisor. Now, we're from the heart of it, I think we're now going to go into the nuts and bolts. We're going to now cross over to Azmi Sharam, Deputy Chairman of the Election Commission. Thanks so much for joining us today, Azmi.
Hello, I hope you can hear me.
Yep, loud and clear. So when is the deadline for voter registration, if there is any?
Well, there's no deadline per se. I suppose if you're thinking, when should I register to in order to ensure that I can vote in the next election, well, ideally, you should be registering at least 3 months before the next election. The trouble is, we don't know when the next election is going to be. It's a mystery. So, but to answer your question, to be safe, 3 months before the elections. And I'll tell you why. It's because we gazette the voters who just registered every quarter. So, you know, it's the gazetting of, once you're gazetted, that's when you become a registered voter and you can vote. But we only do that every quarter because we need time to put up the list of new voters, etc., in case there's any objections. And that process has to be done before we gazette the new voter list. So, yeah, so it's done every quarter. Therefore, to be safe, 3 months before elections.
And how can people register?
Well, the most simple way is to go to the post office, bring your IC, fill up a form, and that's done. The second way is if you can go to the local election commission office. You have the headquarters in Putrajaya, but every state and KL has their own office as well. So you can go there and do it. Or you can do it online.
And for those who are abroad, how can they register?
Online, man, online. You go to our website, which is, let me see, spr.gov.my. And once you're on there, on the homepage, there is a My SPR Daftar. And you click on that, and it tells you how to register online.
And who can and cannot register?
Well, non-citizens, anyone under the age of 21, cats, dogs, they can't register either.
That's unfortunate. Sometimes it feels like they might make better choices, I think.
I think so. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
Okay, so if you have any questions for Azmi about the voting process, you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFN Radio. Azmi, we also have a question here from Sunethra, who asks, how do I check if my name is still in the electoral roll?
Okay, once again, you go to our awesome website, spr.gov.my, and on the homepage there's a SEMA. There's a button that says SEMA. So you click on that and you put in your IC number and it should give you all your details.
Now, what are some of the common struggles that people usually have when they want to register as voters?
Well, your normal method of registering, which is going to the post office or going to the SPR office, there hasn't been any real problems with that because, you know, filling up a form and bringing in your IC doesn't cause many problems. There's some people who are a bit confused with the online registration because it's not, you know, because there's a three-step process. First, you have to apply to be a user. And then there's a second process where your account is activated. And once your account is activated, then you fill up the form and you become, and then you register. So it's a three-step process. A lot of people just apply to be to open an account and then they forget about it. But actually, there has to be the account has to be activated, and only after it's activated, do you then fill up the online forms, etc., and you become a registered voter. So that's one of the issues that we've had, and I hope that with this radio show, it's clarified a little bit.
Right, and we do have another question here asking, how soon can we hear from SPR or the EC when there is an issue with registration, let's say after sending an email and filling in the form?
We should get back in touch with you as soon as possible. I can't give you an exact time, but yes, if there is a problem, we should email you back. Or if you have a phone number, maybe call you or text you, but we should get in touch with you if there's an issue.
Right. And now both Undi 18 as well as automatic voter registration are supposed to be implemented next year. Is there a possibility that they might kick in before that if snap elections are called?
Well, I don't think we will change our activities based on a snap election. It's possible. It could be earlier. We're working on it as fast as we can. The target is middle of 2021, but we would like to get it done earlier. However, we won't be rushed into it just because there's a snap election, because this is a novel thing for the country and we have to make sure that the system is proper and up and running and devoid of any questions. You know, Malaysians don't trust the election system. You know, so we got to make sure that the system is good enough so that people trust it, you know, and are happy that it's in operation.
Right. Just on that note about trusting the electoral system, besides perhaps making the whole process foolproof and so on, has there been any engagement on the ground done by SPR to, I guess, sway those opinions?
Well, we have all sorts of engagement. I mean, earlier on, you were speaking to someone from Tindak Malaysia, right? What's his name? Dinesh? Danesh. Yeah, Danesh gets in touch with me all the time, man. I mean, you know, it's a very different world now. They get in touch with the commissioners, they email us. On top of that, of course, whenever we have any new ideas, or we do engage with all the stakeholders. You know, it's not just the civil society. We engage with political parties. We engage with the general public. It's part of our reform plan, you know, that there is greater transparency and more engagements at as many level as we possibly can.
And as a final note, to hear from the EC themselves, why is it important to register as a voter and to vote?
Well, you know, democracy is our system of governance. It's not perfect, but it's better than being under a dictatorship. You know, and if you don't use it, you're going to lose it, man. I mean, that's the bottom line, you know. So we have to keep the democratic process going. We have to keep it alive. And in order to do that, we have to partake in it. We have to participate in it. And that's why it's important. Besides, it's you know, I don't understand why people don't vote. You know, there have been, over the years, over the centuries, people have died in order to get the right to vote. Because when you vote, you're determining your future. When you are able to determine your future, that means you have self-determination. When you have self-determination, that means you're a human being. You know, voting is very much a part of us being human, of our human rights. So, you know, it's something which is very, very important, which I hope people will understand, and I'm sure most do.
Azmi, thank you again for speaking with us today.
Anytime.
That was Azmi Sharam, Deputy Chairman of the Election Commission, speaking to us and giving us the nuts and bolts into how to register as a voter.
For sure. And I think after listening to both Danesh and Azmi, there's certainly no excuse for you to not vote. So do take out your ICs and head to the closest post office.
Or, as said,
right.
Go digital.
Go digital.
SPR.gov.my. Again, right. It's SPR.gov.my. You can continue sending in your thoughts to us, 018-789-8899 to WhatsApp. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also call us 7733-2900. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It is 7:51 on the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Hezriel, and that was Eurythmics with Would I Lie to You. We are continuing our discussion on voter registration. We spoke to two people earlier. We spoke with Azmi Sharam, Deputy Chairman of the Election Commission, giving us the nuts and bolts into how we can register as voters. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can, again, go to your nearest post office or just head to SPR's website, that is spr.gov.my. And then we earlier also spoke with Danesh Prakash Chako from Tindak Malaysia about essentially why it's important to register to vote and some of the issues the government should tackle before calling for polls. You can keep your thoughts coming. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also call us 7733-2900.
And speaking of calls, we have Azman on the line. Good evening, Azman.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, yes. So you'd like to share some of your thoughts on voting?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've been voting many times. I'm not a young voter, but I realized, you know, those days when I first time voting, I voted for who to be my, you know, reps in my constituency. So those are the thing. Those were my only objectives. But then moving on after a few years, many times of voting, now we came to a stage where we want to vote to change government. I mean, in that sense, it happened. So we successfully, cumulatively, changing the government of the day at that time in GE 14. But then we didn't realize, actually, with the democratic process, those changes keep on happening, even without voting. So now I came to a point where I feel like I've been frustrated with what has happened after I successfully voted to change the government. But now I realize this time around, if the next election come around, it will not just a normal voting of choosing who your rep is. It also means you are voting to make a correction of who you think the perceived wrong situation that has happened currently, or maybe also is a validation to validate whether the current government is the right one, the acceptable one or not. So it's very important to participate in the voting, not just for the young voters, but also for the older generation, the seasoned voters, because time has changed. So this time around, the objective of the voting may be different. That's my thought.
Azman, you know, there's a lot of people out there that I guess sort of have been disenchanted and discouraged by what they're seeing right now happening in the whole political process. What's your secret to not losing hope at this point in time?
I don't know. I'm 50-something, but I feel like I'm not old enough. I still have much more future that I've want to embrace. So I have that hope, not just for the country, but for myself. So it starts with yourself first. So if you also have a hope of your own future, then you should have also hope on your surrounding and also your government. So that's very important.
Azman, on that note, thank you again for speaking with us. And I think that's a lovely note, right, to make sure that, you know, when you cast a vote, you're not really just voting for yourself. You're really voting for a lot of other things, for people who can't, either because they just missed that time, you know, they maybe have just turned 18 or 21, just 3 months before that role is closed. Or you could also be voting for those who literally cannot vote. You're voting for your children's future, the futures of other children, and people who just cannot seem to get to the ballot, or to the poll stations for whatever reason.
Right, and you're voting perhaps for some people in the OKU community who don't have the ability to process these very complex issues, right? And so, that's very great and encouraging point there from Azman. I'm glad he called in. I hope everyone, doesn't give hope and holds on to some small amount of light and that to know that your vote counts, and that if you do go out there, then to some extent it will affect some sort of change, and that you're not alone. I think that's very important, that bigger message, to understand that we're going through this as a country. And at the end of the day, we shouldn't let the ugly things in politics define us as a country, and what and how we interact with people on a daily basis.
So again, if you want to sign up, if you haven't already, head to SPR's website. That's spr.gov.my. You can also go to the nearest SPR office or even the post office. The steps are relatively easy, actually. Again, if you have any thoughts, you can send them to us, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, some music before we head to football. It's Community of Hope by PJ Harvey. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.